Right. So, Scars on Broadway, featuring former members of System of a Down, Darren Malakian and John Delmayan. We got a forthcoming album. Everybody's, I'm way excited about it, and everyone I've spoken to is proper excited about it. They came over to the UK a few weeks ago. They played a tiny gig in London. While they were here, we were lucky enough to have them drop into London's Maida Vale Studios to do their first ever radio session. So it's properly exclusive. I'm really happy about it. I will point out, though, that when we actually play in the session tracks, there's some very strong language. You know, a little bit fruity. And if you're not into that, then, I don't know, make a cup of tea, put your fingers in your ears. I don't know. You know, it's like in 3 minutes' time, we're going to have a word with them first. You're going to hear what they've got to say about the new album. And then let the swearing begin. So, and then they're going to play some session tracks. We're going to have some now. We're also going to have some in the second half of the show. So, you know, we had a chat with Darren and John. And we started off by asking them, you know, what can we expect from the new album from Scars on Broadway?
Diversity. It goes a lot of places and a lot of melody and harmony. And still some nice dark melody also. And it's got a good rock undertone to it. Darren probably has a little bit more sound.
They're just a bunch of songs that I'd never written before, meaning I didn't try to copy anything I've done in the past.
You know, I think if you ask 20 different people, you know, what they think of it or where they think the influences are from, you'll get 20 different answers. That's what's great about it.
This is like a new beginning for us, and all of it is just feeling really good. You know, it feels fresh, feels mysterious. We don't know what to expect from this new band and the road that we're taking, so we're really excited about everything that's happening in Scars right now, and, you know, hoping to take it to other places. And but everything that's happening at the moment is more than what we could ask for. You know, we're really getting a great response from the fans, and the live shows have been great. I mean, the fans have been watching our shows on YouTube, so when they come to the show, they already know all the lyrics to the songs, and the album's not out yet, so that's just
shock.
Yeah, it kind of blows us away a little bit.
Just to have kids be that much into finding out about it is pretty cool. They're really hungry for it, and that's good because we're really hungry for it too right now. So their anticipation meets ours. There always seems to be a calm before the storm whenever we're releasing an album. You know, it's just a lot of anticipation, all the work that goes into it, building up to it.
The approach of recording and everything we've done was no different than the approach we took on any System album. Kind of similar to how we recorded in here today, getting the whole band in a live situation, trying to capture the best live moments, and kind of fixing the little, you know, mistakes here and there from the live and overdubbing stuff like that. But I think the overall recording is pretty organic, and which isn't that different than from where we come from System. So
yeah, it actually felt like we were recording today. You know, I felt the exact same way when we were recording that
it's
I did.
Just not very different the way we do it. The way we get into a album situation is pretty much the same as how we just recorded this. They asked us to play three songs. We picked World Long Gone, Funny, and They Say. I think they kind of give everybody an idea of what we do in Scars. There's a bit of aggression and eclecticness and attitude in all three of the songs. I think they share that. Funny being the most eclectic of the three, I think.
This was interesting. We've never done anything like this before, so it's pretty fascinating to do it. It's kind of like a mix between recording, you know, because it's got the same feel, and playing live because it's a one or two take thing. So there's interesting aspects to it. Hey, it's John and Darren from Scars on Broadway, and we are in session at Maida Vale.
In session for Radio 1's Rock Show.
I'm Rock Show.
See, I told you it was amazing. On Broadway, recorded exclusively for us at the world famous Maid of Ale Studios. The tune was They Say, it's their first single, it was released today. MySpace.com/Scars on Broadway. I believe that tune's up there. There's also another tune called Chemicals off the album. Go to scarsonbroadway.com as well. Find out all at, you know, there's a bunch of other mini sites as well. They're going to be playing the UK at the end of their European tour. 17th of September in Birmingham, 18th in London, 20th in Glasgow, and the 21st in Manchester. We're going to have two more tracks in the second hour of the show, so make sure you stick around and check it out. You can also listen again to the interview on the Radio 1's Rock Show podcast, which we'll be able to download as of about 5 o'clock tomorrow. bbc.co.uk/radio1/rockshow. Stoked about that. Next two tunes as well. Second hour, you have to wait a bit. But before that, I think it's only fair that we play this. This is a, generally what we do is when we get bands in to do a session or we interview someone, we say, can we have a drop? And what that means is, you know, in professional speak, that means that person then goes, hi, I'm so-and-so, and you're listening to Radio 1's Rock Show with Daniel P. Carter. Or, you know, that kind of thing. Not just for me, obviously, everybody gets them done. This is without a doubt the best one we've ever had.
This is Philip H. Anselmo. You're listening to Radio 1's Rock Show with Daniel P. Carter.
And we've got a couple more tracks from Scars on Broadway coming up in a bit.
Whorehouse is open.
Patience, and it's over.
session for Radio 1's Rock Show. Daniel P. Carter, in session at Maida Vale.
That was Scars on Broadway. World exclusive, first ever session they've done for any radio. Pretty happy about that, to say the least. Tracks were Funny and World Long Gone. Maybe you could listen again for the next week. To those tunes, bbc.co.uk/radio1/rockshow. Click listen again, easy as that. Pretty happy. You know, that was a good one, wasn't it? Right, so we've got, what, 15 minutes to squeeze in another bunch of songs. Getting a lot of time. Alright, so this is a brand new tune from Finch. myspace.com/finchmusic. They've got a brand new self-titled EP. Comes out today. Go to MySpace, find out all about it, listen to it, you know, stuff. Right, this is Finch with Daylight, who seemed to have turned into kind of Fall of Troy with Brandon Boyd singing, which is a lovely combination.
Hi, this is Speedo of the Night Marchers, and this is one of my tour stories. We were playing in Italy. We were playing in Torino. It was a squat run by the socialists, and I don't know why we were playing this venue, but there we were, and we were setting up our gear, and the promoter had these dogs. We call them German shepherds. They were barking at us the whole time, and I remember remarking to him, it's quite loud. I'm not a veterinarian, but I seem to remember dogs having keen sense of hearing, and this might be a little bit too much for them. Oh, no, no, no. These dogs, they love rock and roll. These dogs grew up with rock and roll music, whatever. So he ended up leaving for soundcheck, and then the dogs weren't around, and we did it, and that was fine. Well, when it came time to playing, he was there at the side of the stage with the dogs. And again, I was like, I wear earplugs when I play, so I don't think they make dog earplugs, but perhaps maybe you should take the dogs to a more quieter part of the venue. No, you don't understand. These dogs were raised with rock and roll. These dogs, they love rock and roll. You will see, you will see. When you will play, these dogs will be dancing. They will be dancing with the music. Literally, the first note almost, the dogs broke free from the guy, and each one of them had my arm, and they were tugging in opposite directions. One had gone through the skin and bloodied up my arm, and the other one was just trying to drag me down. I think what someone did is they, like, held the dog's head and then, like, grabbed the dog's balls while it was biting me and, like, yanked them. At the end of the night, I went and got some medical attention, which was basically a Band-Aid and some spit. So afterwards, you know, we're getting paid from this guy, and before I could even, like, totally lean into this guy, the first thing out of his mouth was, "See, these dogs, they love to dance." Yeah, I guess dancing means something a little bit different for everybody.
Tour stories on the rock.